to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will all make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. My name is Joe and that's...
Joe.
Two Joes, that's why it's called Sloppy Joes.
You get it.
Two Joes, they're both a little bit sloppy.
The elephant in the room between us, me and you, is we tried to start this podcast.
You meant out of the two of us, who would it have been? Sorry, I got that, I misread that.
What fucking animal would you be then?
A giraffe or like a fucking wolf.
A wolf?
Yeah.
Wow, I've not heard a wolf make that noise ever.
Caterpillars.
Yeah, you'd be a caterpillar, yeah.
Meerkat.
Long and pointless. The elephant in the room isn't me, it's the fact that we've tried to start this podcast about three times now. We've recorded many demos, but we just never seem to get it out there. But today, well, the release day, I feel this is the start of something beautiful.
Yeah, me too.
Sloppy Joes is here, and I've come up with a tagline.
Go on.
Bit of fun.
Bit of fun, innit?
Bit of fun.
No, so I like that. First time I've heard that.
We've got loads of good features coming up in the show.
What
have
we got?
We've got the 9 out of 10 club. Mm-hmm. I'll let you explain that later on. You just take the piss out of me.
Yeah, I will do, because you review foods and you only ever give them a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I love it. Joe versus Joe.
It's a bad system.
It's not a bad system.
Well, no, because reviewers are respected by the fact that they're willing to give
them
a review.
Maybe two reviews
you
respect.
The one from Ratatouille, Lloyd Grossman.
Lloyd Grossman, yeah. He makes pasta sauce.
He does now, but he Grow used to up. Review.
And
he
no,
to,
he did he?
He did. He used to through the Lloyd keyhole. Lloyd Grossman.
And what about the DeMio family? Did they used to review?
The Spongy Dad did, yeah. Big Spongy Dad.
We loved his work for The Guardian.
Yeah, I did.
And then we're going to do Joe versus Joe, and me and you go head-to-head
on
our chosen subjects.
Yeah.
Not sounded like anything familiar. And we're also going to be doing The Magazine Show. This was a feature I did on my YouTube channel for a while. You came on one.
Mm-hmm.
We get one of these magazines that you might see Gran reading before she goes on holiday.
What?
You might see your grandma.
It's not this. Like a pre-holiday magazine.
100%.
No.
Yeah, you do. W.H. Smith, you go buy yourself a Take a Break.
Oh, in the airport?
Yeah, in the airport.
I thought you meant I'm going on holiday in 3 weeks. Let me read an episode of Take a Break.
Kind of stuff like you might read on the plane kind of vibes. Okay. You know, whilst you're eating a very overpriced Burger King. But don't we all love it? And I pick a story and we have fun with it. We have a lot of fun with that. So a lot to stay tuned for.
Now, before that, let's introduce our esteemed producer. He's from the north. He's balmy as you like. He's on his best form
he's
today.
So charismatic.
Because he's not hungover as fuck. It's producer Ethan, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, there he is.
Speak.
5'4", full of bollocks. Go on, lad. What you got?
Hello there, Drew. I am the slop of the Sloppy Drews podcast. So
we're the Joes. He said this to me the other day. He went... A few two other jaws, does that make me the slop?
Wow.
I was like, that sounds
I think me
sexy.
And you are going to have one of our competitions to see who can do Ethan's best voice.
Yeah, but I don't like that because it feels like it might be close to bullying.
Nah, Ethan, would you mind if we mocked you?
Oh, no, that's fine. If it's a segment for the show, I'm all for it. I'm all for
no,
new ideas.
That's pucker.
No, I'm fine with it. Thank
yeah,
you.
We're not doing it anymore. That's the end of that. No Jody accents. But that's Ethan, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, man. Okay, what I want to do is I want us to sort of break the ice with the listeners like we were in like, like starting a new school.
Yeah, do you know when you do like a business seminar where everyone from all the branches goes to like the end of year party?
Have you
it's like a full weekend away when you work for somewhere like Intech or something like that.
Have you ever done this?
No.
What?
Invented it.
You invented it. It's pretty good. Well, this is what we're going to do. Two facts about ourselves that people in this room don't know actually happened.
Okay.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
I don't have an appendix.
Why?
What do you mean, why? I didn't get rid of it.
Well, you could have been born without it. And also, you did get rid of it by the same thing.
It blew up. It fully blew up.
Like an airbag in a car accident.
Yeah, like one of them. Like, you know, when I suppose you put Mentos in a Coke can, poof, blew up like that. This is my mum, she swears by this story.
Sorry, were you not there?
I was 3 years old.
Oh, did I know that?
When was last time? I said I was three.
You didn't?
Yes, I did.
Nah.
Yes, listeners, rewind it. I said I was three. Pay attention. Get right out of the gutter. When I was three, I was in the bath on the night my appendix blew up. And my mum, God bless her, she's not dead.
God rest her soul.
God rest, she's still alive.
Oh, okay, but God
my
rest
mum
anyway.
Swears.
Might need a rest.
I was in the bath, she's bathing me bum and that.
Yeah, and obviously, but the whole body, you didn't need to focus on that. She was bathing me, you know, pulling back the foreskin and all that. Like, yeah, we get it. She gave you a full body wash. You didn't need to focus on it.
She said that she...
She had a bang.
The air raid sirens. To the bunker. No, she said that she swears by this, that I turned to her and said in my granddad's voice, so like my granddad, I need the doctor.
Your dad was Scottish.
So my granddad was dead.
Was he dead then?
At the time.
Was
yeah, it? Yeah, yeah.
He's not dead now, though.
Not dead.
Oh, was he still dead?
He was still dead.
Oh, it's a shame.
It is. He turned to me and said, I need a doctor. He was Irish.
Your three-year-old body
yeah.
came out with your granddad's voice yeah. saying, I need a doctor.
No, he's not Scottish. He was like, yeah, I need a doctor. No.
Where's he from?
Ireland. Oh,
so in an Irish accent, old man's Irish accent, yeah. you said, I need a doctor.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bullshit.
Well, no, my mum talked to the doctor and then, you know, they caught it just at the nick of time.
No.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. They did. Ethan, what do you make of that?
Ethan?
Yeah.
There's no way it came out in his granddad's voice,
legit,
is it?
Yeah.
Sounds Thank legit. You, Ethan. What, he's so, just happy to be
so,
here.
So is the granddad dead at this time?
Oh, fucking hell. Are you
Does it matter? Even if he's in the next room, if the voice is coming out of a three-year-old, it's still impossible.
Well, I don't know if it was like the ghost or his spirit took control
of
him.
Oh, no, that's a good point. Yeah, I suppose true. If he was alive and he was living in Preston, the ghost couldn't have manifested itself yet. So no, he was dead, so the ghost was therefore real and therefore within you, and therefore it knew your appendix had burst. Is that something ghosts are known for?
Fact number two.
Great.
Skip straight on. So my favourite food is hoisin duck.
That's just shit fact. What's your fact? I watch telly. What's your other fact? Gas is everywhere.
No, hoisin duck is unbelievable.
Yeah, but everyone likes hoisin duck.
Nathan?
I had a hoisin duck wrap yesterday and it was appalling because it was just mostly lettuce. But the actual hoisin duck bit...
Hold on, you wonder about mostly lettuce? You didn't get this from a Chinese. You don't put lettuce in a hoisin duck.
No, it's from Sainsbury's, I think, actually. Yeah.
You're hiding behind your pillar a little bit there.
Get in the middle, Ethan. Yeah. Yeah. Ask him out. We have my two facts. Joe Smith, facts time.
Fact number one, you might know this already, but I've got an American passport and I don't have a British passport.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us a story about that. Why
my
is
my mum's American. So, and therefore, I'm allowed an American passport. But apparently, the government have recently passed a law. And this is actually quite dark and shit, that anyone who's got a right to live in a country that isn't the UK as well as the UK can have their citizenship revoked without trial. So I may be evicted from the country at any time.
Wow, what a fact.
So there you go. There's your first fact from me.
Second fact.
I've never had a fill-in. Not once. Never had my face numbed. Never had anything at the dentist other than spot on, big boy. But I grind my teeth. This is fact number three.
Hold on, can I probe fact number three at you?
Go on.
I've not been to the dentist in 10 years.
That's fucking disgusting, isn't it? Your teeth look all right, though.
I thought for a Patreon special, I could go to the dentist with you.
Yeah. Joe's 9-hour root canal live streamed. That'd be good. Everyone's tuning in for that. Pay you $5.99 a month for that. But yeah, so I do grind my teeth, and I've got to go to the Manchester Dental Hospital to get a grind guard, because I bought a grind guard. £250.
£250?
Yeah, I thought I'm set for life on that.
Yeah.
Stop my teeth wearing down. Grown through it in 9 months. Meant to last me a lifetime.
You're joking.
So now I've got to go to the dentist, the doctors, the hospital, and get a
Which one is it?
The hospital. And I rang them up and they were like, oh yeah, we've got an appointment for you. 6 months. So who knows?
Through another lifeguard.
How small my teeth
through another guard by that point.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not spending another £250. I've got a £10 rugby gum shield that I'm wearing.
Yeah, that'd be
so. I go to sleep looking like Johnny Wilkinson.
You go to sleep like
Ethan, two facts.
Two facts. Go.
When I was a kid, I once got trapped in a train engine. It's true.
I reckon. Like, instinctively, I think maybe he was, like, on, like, a tour of a train yard.
What, on a movie
maybe
train?
It was a school thing. I think, do you know, because he's so small and because he's from Newcastle, I reckon that he was working on that train and they sent him in to degrease it, man.
Well, like Oliver. So what tell happened? Us the story. Well,
the fucking Artful Dodger over here.
I don't remember it at all. Apparently, I just crawled, like, we're at, like, a train museum or something.
Oh, right. And, it wasn't working.
I wasn't working and I, like, crawled into the, like, a little gap. And I was in there for 2 hours, and they tried to bribe me out with, like, chocolate and that, but I said no, and then eventually they got me out with some grapes.
What?
God, that was some grapes.
So what? So you said...
In the end, they turned the engine on. We're going to have to smoke him out. Get the coal going! Fire roaring inside.
That's insane.
I don't know, when you smoke out bees.
Yeah.
Pumping gas into him to knock him out and then slid his lifeless body out through where he came from.
God knows.
Grapes?
Grapes?
You could have held that for something way better than that. You could have got your name on the mortgage. Fucking grapes. Easy.
You offered your grapes. All right, what's your second fact?
I like
circumcised.
Grapes. Sorry?
I'm circumcised. That's a fact.
Right.
What's going on?
I meant a little bit more, you know.
How old were you?
I've never had a takeaway Indian kind of fact. Not I ain't got any foreskin. Give me a fact about yourself. Well, I was beaten a lot as a boy. Like, we don't want that kind of info, Ethan. It's too personal. We're thinking frivolous, lighthearted here, man. I'm circumcised.
Sorry.
You're here. Any fun reason or?
No, just a medical reason.
Was this whilst you were stuck in the train?
Yeah, you got it caught. Yeah. One of the cylinders.
Yeah, all in one.
One of the pistons.
If you don't get out now, son,
I'll chop your cock off.
So medical
reasons.
We said
you weren't going to do the accent.
Why? Because you couldn't piss or something?
No, just like, just a bit too tight. So
that,
to
do you know what? And not to make this like a sort of, you know, medical thing. That's very common, that. And I wish that more people would be open about that. I know loads of people that have had that done.
Yeah.
Not me.
Well, yeah, just watch. So it gets a bit tight, so you just trim it off.
Yeah, just trim it off.
Oh, do you get to keep it?
No, but I was having this conversation earlier, actually. I wonder what they've done with it. Like, and also there's a bit of me that's dead, which I thought was weird, if you know what I mean. Like, a part
they didn't
of
make
me.
It's a bit like all of a fucking Yankee candle.
A bit of me died when you told me you had no foreskin. yeah, but I think if you shrink it down and dry it, that's probably what Cheerios are, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Dry it down and then just puff it back up like a Rice Krispie. Yeah. That's Cheerios, and that's why there's all different colours Cheerios.
So true. Well, we learn something new every day on the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Well, you know it's a little bit better now, so let's move on to our Joe's Breaking News, a simple feature where we just talk about either the breaking news in our life or the breaking news in the world.
Mm. Or the breaking news in your life.
In your life. Let us know your breaking news. Did you see the Mike Tyson beating someone up on the plane video?
I did, actually.
What was your thoughts?
My thoughts. So, in recent weeks, you know, public violence has become quite the sort of topic, hasn't it? Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought, shocking. Dickhead. What are you playing at? You know, control yourself. Be a normal person.
Don't
be doing that. This, on the other hand, I'm much more on Mike Tyson's side. Mike Tyson is a man who I don't like, by the way.
Yeah.
But let's take his history out of it. He's a person who's, you know, free to do what he wants. Yeah. This man's just goading him.
He is.
He's behind him all the time. You know my favourite thing? After he stood there with his little bruise on his head, he's going, he just asked for an autograph and look what he did.
No, he didn't.
Filmed the rest of the video where he was taking the piss out of him and shouting at his face.
Ethan, what would you say if you got slapped by Mike Tyson?
Oh, I'd probably be knocked out or something. I'd probably faint. Not a lot.
You'd faint out of just fear?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what Ethan's answers to the question. Have you heard that question? Like, if you had to beat up two people and the combined age has to be 18, what two ages would you go for, Ethan?
If they kick the absolute living shit out of them.
So you're going to do like 2 9-year-olds? Or you're going to do an 18-year-old and then kick the life out of them?
What's the combined age?
18.
Combined age 18.
Yeah, I said it again.
Maybe like a 15-year-old and a
why? Here's the thing, if you're willing to beat up a 3-year-old, why take your chances on a 15-year-old? Go for 2 9-year-olds, you know you can crush them.
Yeah, you what if the 15
if you're willing to wallop a prepubescent kid, which you never should,
then it's a fight
don't
to
go
the
for
death,
one,
by
go
the way.
For two.
Did I mention that? It's a fight to the death.
Is it?
Yeah, the 15-year-old.
Yeah, you could lose to a 15-year-old.
And be dead.
Like, imagine you got a 15-year-old, like, you know, Anthony Joshua.
Mm.
You're finished.
Done, mate.
And so basically, the last thing you ever did was kill a 3-year-old and then get beaten the fuck out of by Anthony Joshua's 15-year-old
body. I'm thinking the logic is, if I take on the 3-year-old and triumph rather successfully from that, that would then give me the confidence to tackle the 15-year-old.
God. Right.
That's great logic.
Let's move on. It's great logic
because he's not certain he could beat up a 9-year-old.
No.
But he knows he could do a 3. Gosh, and he thinks the confidence from 3 could beat up a 15-year-old. Yeah, love that.
I think we should move to Ethan's special day.
Ethan's special day. So I don't even know about this. All I do is I turn up here and then I offered Ethan a beer and he said, what did you say, Ethan?
I said, I couldn't think of anything worse, Drew.
And it felt like it was one of those like David Brent things where he's like, couldn't think of anything worse after the bloody night I had last night.
It's bad. I think for all the breaking news, we should dedicate our headline to Ethan.
Come on then.
What was it, your birthday yesterday?
No, my birthday was on the Sunday, but my housemates had organised a special event for us.
A special event. So here's what I knew yesterday. I'd spoken to Ethan yesterday, and all I knew was it was a ticketed event. Now, that's all I know. Ethan, talk us through your big day.
Well, it started off with my third Nando's of the week.
The man's a show-off.
What are you on about, third of the week?
Third of the week, yeah.
Do you just love it?
Well, Drew treated me to a Nando's for my birthday the other day, and then my housemates treated me to a Nando's yesterday. And then on my actual birthday, they also got me a Nando's as well, so it's 3 Nando's now.
Wow. All the same stuff, like, or did you vary it in any way?
No, 3 Nando's in a week. Wow.
I had 2 Fino Pitas.
We don't care. Obviously, what kind of question is that? What did you have at Nando's every time? And he's had the same thing every time. I had 2 Fino Pitas and a 3rd Fino Pita. Let's move on from that. You went to Nando's. Keep
right,
talking.
Next.
Then got on the bus and went to the Students' Union, which I've never been to before. And they were like covering like my eyes and that, so I didn't like...
Imagine covering his eyes, went in. No surprise. Just a normal day at the Students' Union. Carry on.
Day.
Yeah, and then we went downstairs and then walked in, and it turns out it was... are you a fan of Peep Show at all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was a Peep Show quiz hosted by Jeff and Big Mad Andy.
Really?
Oh, that's lovely.
That's really nice.
Yeah, but got a bit mental because they were doing the... We're right at the front when we're going in, and it was like maybe 400, like 500 people here or something.
500 people at a quiz?
Yeah.
Where is this? Students' Union?
Yeah. Honestly, it's like massive inside, and got right at the front, and
the guitarist.
We've been met by arsehole. How's that been brought into this? Keep talking, Ethan. He's a disgusting pig.
It was a bit like a TARDIS. And then went down, sat right at the front. And
I bet you're one of these people that sits at the front of the cinema because you think it's the best seat. And then you've got a terrible neckache halfway through. Right at the front.
Right at the front. And there was a scene. There was a game towards the end where you had to invite someone from the audience to come and reenact a scene from Peep Show with Jeff and Big Mad Andy. And I got invited up, you see.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so I went up and I done Jeff's telling a joke. Jeff's telling a joke. Everybody quiet because Jeff's telling the joke with the dance and everything. And then... I won a yard of beer on stage and I had to down it in front of everyone.
What, you had to down it in front of everyone?
Just so people are aware, and this is fine. Ethan is about a yard tall. So he downed himself in beer.
A yard
is like that.
No.
Yeah, a yard is 90 centimetres-ish.
You couldn't fit a yard inside you, could you, Ethan?
Well, that's the thing. I failed at my task because I was already drinking double pints glasses, I already had about a few of them.
About a few?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the ballpark of a few. Somewhere between a few and several. You know what exactly. I mean? That window there.
Yeah.
Not many, but a few and several, somewhere there.
Funny.
So did you throw up on stage?
No, I threw up afterwards.
Did you? Good lad.
Yeah. Good lad. Did you win the quiz?
No, I don't even know if they read out the winners. I don't think they did.
What a shambles. Of course they read the winners out. He was just so bladded. Yeah, he didn't know.
He's still going on. Read out the winners.
Glad you had a good day and a happy birthday, Ethan.
And a happy birthday to Ethan.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, cheers.
Oh, God. Good stuff.
Now, one of the features we like to do, I hand over to Joe because...
No,
taking the mick on me, yeah.
Yeah, but let's be honest. So Joe, for anyone who doesn't know, reviews food basically for a living.
Yeah.
Don't you? And most food reviewers, they give you anywhere between a 1-star and a 5-star review. Or, you know, a 0 and a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And they build their reputation, like the guy from Ratatouille, builds his reputation on the fact that he's so hard to please.
Yeah.
And therefore, when you get the 9 out of 10, you get the 10 out of 10 from him, you know you've got a masterful kitchen. Joe McGraw gives a 9 out of 10 for every food he's ever tasted. Joe has enjoyed everything he's ever eaten.
I just like the craft.
What craft?
Of making food.
Yeah, but you respect that so much that you give every meal a 10 out, a 9 out of 10.
Everything 9 out of 10.
But I wanted to bring back the sanctity, mm-hmm. the quality of a 9 out of 10 meal.
Like it.
Or food, or drink.
Yeah.
And every single week, we are going to bring to the table, taking it in turns, a food or drink that we think is 9 out of 10.
This is a great idea. And we might disagree. Mm. We might agree. Ethan gets a shout in it as well. So, yeah. I mean, if it's fucking Nando's.
So, no, if we all agree, two out of three must agree. Ethan's going to bring a Fino Pitter in a minute.
Yeah.
If it's two out of three agree, it gets inducted into the 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
If only, you know, if you don't agree, it doesn't go in. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Today it's my go.
Okay.
And, so, and you're thinking, where is it?
Where is it?
It's small.
What is it? What we brought in?
It's the Fries Turkish Delight.
Oh, wow.
It's the Fries Turkish
Delight. Much maligned on the shelf of the chocolates, I think the Fries Turkish Delight is one of the great chocolate bars.
Episode one, you brought a Turkish Delight to
Fries
the table.
Fries Turkish Delight.
That is insane now, move Joe, from you, that. Oh, man, I'm sorry, but what...
Don't really share well,
like,
does it?
You can't really tell me what a Turkish Delight kind of is.
Ethan,
what is a Turkish Delight?
Put it on the
wire
and come grab this.
All right.
Oh, my God. What is it?
So it's a rose-flavoured gelatin in the centre, surrounded by chocolate. I want you to have a bite of that. Give me your honest opinion. I think they're so good.
The rose is spooky, isn't it?
It is a bit.
The rose is
letting
it down.
Ethan just said the word wow.
Wow. Mm. There's no way in hell this is getting in the 9 out of 10 club.
It's amazing.
Ethan, what are you saying?
It's one of the strongest flavours on the marketplace.
I've always liked Turkish Delight because have you seen Narnia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. Edmund could not stuff his face with Turkish Delight more if he tried.
Yeah. That little rat. Bite.
Go on, have another bite. You look a bit like Edmund.
Me?
You got that sort of like, you know, Edmund type face, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, a lion.
Yeah, Aslan. You've got Aslan vibes. No, you're more Mr. Tumnus. Half goat, half man. What are you thinking, Joe? I think they're stunning. I think they're amazing.
The chocolate on it is very nice.
Yeah. And you've got to admit, they are different. They're doing something that no one else is doing. Oh, an Aero. Oh, a Whisper. Mate, we've done it.
The standard of chocolate, if we let this in, means that we've got to let a lot of chocolate in.
No.
There's a lot of better chocolate bars
than this.
That's
better than a Twix.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
You tell me, is that a 9 out of 10? I think that's a 9 out of 10 food.
Hit on the head this morning. That's not better than the Twix. Ethan, better than the Twix?
I think I've always found Turkish Delight quite magical because of the Narnia thing when I was a kid.
He's mentioned Narnia before. Ratatouille gets another shout.
Ethan,
Narnia.
Is your intrigue and interest in Turkish Delight anything to do with the Chronicles of Narnia films?
Yeah.
Are you telling me
that our
first inductee into the 9 out of 10 club, which is going to be the highest stature a food item can get, is all because you fucking love Liam Neeson's Aslan.
What are the? Is it just confectionaries that we're going to be?
No, we'll be doing hot foods. Any food. We've done a couple of stuff in the past that'll be going on our Patreon when that's uploaded. So you'll see that we've done hot food. Like I can give it away, can't we? We've done the sausage roll in the past.
Yeah.
Did that make it?
We've done a KFC piece.
That was a good episode.
That was a great episode.
You'll have to see that on the Patreon.
Yeah.
But so yeah, you can bring anything hot or cold, Nathan. So right, I'm going to say no.
Thing, Joe, is it going in the 9 out of 10 club?
No, for me, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
I'm saying yes. Obviously, I brought it to the table.
Yeah.
People at home, let us know what you think. Ethan, for the deciding vote, is the Turkish Delight, Fries Turkish Delight, going in the 9 out of 10 club?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, fuck off! You've teased me there. You knew what you were doing. You invoked such names as Aslan, Edmund, etc.
The
White Witch.
The White Witch.
Mr. Tumnus. The Beavers.
She might fit the White Witch.
Was she? God.
Listen, you brought a Turkish delight to the table.
I think they're amazing.
You look back at that in a couple of weeks' time and go, that was a mistake.
That was a stinker.
And I want to apologise. In fact, you'll probably make an apology.
Like playing five at the back against Liverpool.
on this,
I thought it might be an interesting thing to do, but it was just a bad idea.
Yeah. So that was a 9 out of 10 club. Any food items that you suggest, make it into the 9 out of 10 club. Get into the comments, let us know, and we might, one of us might bring it to the table. Joe did it this week. I'll do it week after. Does Ethan get a look in it?
No.
It just brings fucking Nando's to the table.
Yeah, it would. Every single week, it's Fino Pitters.
Can you cook, Ethan?
Not great. I'm a bit lazy as well. Like, I can, but I can't be arsed. I don't really like doing washing up that much.
What an answer.
Take it away. I can cook. Right. Right, this one is hosted, but written by us. Ethan, but written by Joe. And Joe.
Yeah.
It's Joe versus Joe.
Joe versus Joe.
Every single week, we pick a choosing topic. We answer five questions on it.
Can we do three this week?
Have you only done three?
I've only done three.
I've written five, mate.
Yeah, well, just spares for, because I'm obviously going to win. If whoever wins gets to bring their topic into the next round.
Yeah.
Whoever loses,
but the questions get harder.
Yeah.
Every single round you keep your topic, the questions get harder. The loser has to pick a new topic.
This is what you call an original idea.
It's an original feature, never before been done.
Never.
I've written my questions and submitted them to Ethan. Ethan, please do questions 1, 3, and 5.
1, 3, and 5.
Yep.
Okay, so question one.
Wait, don't do it just yet. Before that, we need to explain what are our chosen topics.
Mine's Peter Kay.
The comedian.
The comedian. What, not the fucking home insulator, is it? It's the comedian.
It seems like someone you'd know. No, mine's the Beatles, the band.
Oh, thank you, not the fucking insect.
Well, there's at least there's actually two different types of Beatle. Peter Kay, the only one Peter Kay.
It's nasty. I think, think we should be like tallying up who wins over, let's say, a 12-week period.
Yeah.
And maybe putting down a little wager on what a forfeit is at the end.
Okay.
What's a good forfeit for whoever loses?
Waxing. Have to get the back, sack and crack.
Oh, I'd do the back. I don't think I'd do the sack.
Well, you'd have to do all three, mate.
You can't film. Who would do it? I'll get my back waxed. Have you got a hairy back?
No, but I'll get my crack and sack waxed.
Oh, deal. Right, deal? I'll get my back because it's colossal. Do you remember we talked about that?
Yeah, play the picture of Joe's back.
I edit the podcast. Not going in.
Okay.
Okay, should I go first on Peter Kay? Peter Kay.
So I wrote these questions for you.
Right.
Love this. Ethan, question master.
Yep.
Please read the first question on Peter Kay.
What is Peter Kay's birthday?
Oh, yeah. It's such a fucking...
Entry-level shit, man.
Such a knob.
You've got a laptop in front of you that's Peter covered Kay, in Google.
What? Yeah, but if you hear me going, that's clearly not the answer, is it? Look, what is...
What are you doing with that mouse? What are you Googling?
I'm not. Right, I'm going to take a guess.
What are you talking about? Take a guess.
Type it down.
Let me take a guess.
I'm writing it
what
down.
What is Peter Kay's birthday?
I can't Google that like that. Can I? Hey, Siri.
Come on.
Oh, do you want me to say it out?
No, keep it in your head and we'll just guess
you
whether you got it right.
Any dates, like, up or down?
Yeah, it's between the start of time and now.
20th of Feb.
What year?
Hey.
Every year.
Fuck off. I'm not giving you what year.
What, in case his birthday's a secret? A state secret?
20th of Feb is all you're getting from me. You don't get the date. He says, what's his birthday?
Yeah, what day was he born?
20th of Feb.
Right.
1976. What is it?
The answer is the 2nd of July, 1973.
Right, absolute bollocks.
That's on the first line of the Wikipedia, Joe.
Oh, he's such a dick. Right, give me number three. Give me number two.
Question number two. Is that because you said 1, 3, and 5 before?
Yeah. So question number two would be the question number three that's written down, obviously.
Wait, sorry, I'm confused.
Right. So okay. So we're asking him three questions. I said ask him questions 1, 3, and 5. Therefore, the second question, aka question number two, would be the third question on that list.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Question number two,
which is actually
three,
the third question.
Yeah. So is. Name three of Peter Kay's DVD releases.
Live at the Blackpool Tower, live at the Bolton Albert Hall, live at the O2 Arena in London.
Okay. Has he got three?
I think you've got two.
Go on then. What are his releases?
So live at the top of the tower was at the Blackpool one.
Oh, we'll give you that. He's got it wrong, but we'll give it you.
Live at the Bolton Albert Halls.
Correct.
Live at Manchester Arena. Peter Kay's Special K. Live the tour that did tour tour.
That's the one. Where
you
is
said
it?
Mum wants a bungalow tour.
Click on it. Live the tour that doesn't tour tour.
No, it's called name the releases, not where were they filmed or what shoes was he wearing. So that's so far 0 from 2. Question 3, which on your list is number 5.
All right.
One, this is a good question, actually. It's the last one.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Which pop star was angered by Peter's mocking of their white coat?
Which? What are you on about? Gary Barlow.
It's Liam Gallagher.
Oh, read what it says.
It says, Liam Gallagher is still angry with Kay for mocking the big white fur coat he wore at the NME Awards. According to Brother Noel, the Oasis singer wouldn't stop swearing when someone played Kay's DVD on the band's tour bus.
So that's zero. A whopping 0 out of 3 there. And they weren't too hard, were they?
No, they
were all right.
Do you know what?
Name some of the work this man has done.
Yeah, and I named Phoenix Nice. You didn't give me it, but that was on DVD.
I meant stand-up DVDs.
All right, okay. And okay, I clarified I that, zero, and I apologise. Go on, Ethan, read out mine to Joe.
Okay.
You're going to be stunned, right? Mine first one is a true or false. So you've got 50... You've got a 50% chance.
Just a multiple choice.
You get. I had, right? What's his birthday?
False. The Beatles.
What's his birthday? I had a 1 in 365 chance of getting that, right?
Well, yeah.
You got 1 in 2, eh? Just think about that. Dickhead. Right, anyway.
All right. Okay, so question 1. True or false, did John Lennon live near a place called Strawberry Fields?
Also, I like that, because when you write a true or false question, you should be stating a fact, not a question. Because you've got to have true or false, am I 18? You have to have true or false, I am 18. But don't worry about that. True or false, did John Lennon live in a place called Strawberry Fields? True.
Yes, it is true. Well done.
So I've won the quiz this week! Get in! But we'll do the rest just for, you know, just for formality's sake.
Okay.
True or false, did the Beatles write music?
Question 2. Reportedly, how long did it take the Beatles to record most of their debut album?
A week?
Just a day.
Just a day. Day. Just
wow.
A day.
Minus 1 point.
Well, their debut album had a lot of covers in it, so they would have been quick to record, I suppose.
Yeah, well, we should have fucking thought about that.
Should have done. Shouldn't have. Well, a week's pretty quick.
Okay, this is my favourite question.
Name the order right to left of the Beatles in the Abbey Road pick.
Ooh, nice. Nice, 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 nice.
Get one out of place in, you're done.
Well, obviously, because it... Right. I know that Paul's not at the front or the back. I think Paul's in the middle. I think right to left, I think it's George, Paul, John, Ringo.
John's at the front.
Is he?
Yes, you got it wrong.
Who is it? Go on, give us the actual order.
I don't have them here.
I was going to Google it when you came. But I definitely know it's John and Paul. John, Paul, fuck knows who's
okay,
on the
back. Yeah.
One of the two. Right, so let's just get this right. You've won the quiz on a 50-50
No,
question.
I got 2 questions right.
No, you didn't.
Which one did I get wrong?
You got the last 2 wrong. So I lose Peter Kay because I couldn't tell you his birthday or any of the fucking DVDs that he released.
Comedian. If you said to me, name 3 Beatles albums, I won't be studying going, live at the...
Yeah, because they released loads. How many did he release?
Peter Kay, how many Peter Kay albums has he released? Read those lists.
Peter Kay has done 5.
5?
Oh my, how many albums does fucking the Beatles
have? I don't know, 9? Do 6 of them. Well, don't want me to name 6 Beatles albums.
All we know, guys, is there's just one person taking this, like, fairly.
Don't want me to name 6 Beatles albums? That make feel better?
Nope.
Right. We're moving on.
Okay. What's next?
Okay, so the next thing I want to do is a thing that I like to call the magazine show.
Yeah.
So it's a show within a show.
I love that.
That's like Inception, isn't it? I went and bought Take a Break. Have a look at that. Have a look at that, Ethan. There we go. Take a Break. This week's edition. It's not the normal Take a Break. It's the Fate and Fortune.
What's the difference?
This one's all about spirits and like stars and stuff. Like, for example, let's talk about some of the headlines we were going to, or you could have done.
These ones that didn't even make it.
These ones didn't even make it.
Wow.
Boozy Spirit left me too scared to pee.
What, like vodka or something, that kind of spirit?
I can't tell you. My Hunt for Britain's Legendary Monster. I didn't make the cut. Yeah. UFO Riddle, was Yorkshireman murdered by aliens? That didn't make the cover.
No.
Decode Your Dreams. Well, that didn't make the
okay,
feature.
Well, can we get to the one that did?
This is the one that did.
Okay.
We want to do two things today.
Right.
I Run a Hospital, Staffed by the Dead.
Nice.
Right. On to page 50 we go. So I'm going to read out only like two or three extracts from this. Crikey. Welcome to the magazine show. Please take this very seriously. Ethan, don't laugh.
All right.
Born to Heal.
He's been doing that so far.
I run a... Born to Heal.
Who said that at the start of the fucking podcast? Ethan, don't laugh.
Okay.
Right, go on.
Born to Heal. Oh, Ethan, do you believe in ghosts?
No. Not my thing.
Actually, you know someone that believes in ghosts, don't you?
Dude.
Go on.
What? Well, I dated someone who was into witchcraft.
No way.
Yeah.
Is that why you speak like that?
He used to be 6'4". I've used that joke twice now.
I know. Yeah, we need a buzzer bell. The buzzer bell. And what happened? Like, did she just be a bit scary for you?
Yeah,
a little bit too much for me. Not really into that kind of thing. I think it's all a load of bollocks, to be honest with you.
Did she do any witchcraft stuff around you?
Yeah, like tarot cards and like I made a joke about a wand once, which didn't go down too well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you wanted to use it in the bedroom or something?
No. Well, I've already got that wand sorted, Drew.
What? Sorry. What?
Got that wand sorted. It was a little.
Right. Stop. Stop.
Penis a wand.
What words did you even say then? I've already got that wand sorted, Joe.
Yeah.
As in
I've never seen. I've never seen in Harry Potter the wand be circumcised before.
Why is the tip of my wand slightly been removed? That's weird, isn't it?
What's the spell to get this fucker out of a train?
A train engine.
Right, Born to Heal. I run a hospital staffed by spirits. Great. This is by Paula. Right, we were kicking a ball around school, playing in the field with my friend Maria, and she fell over. This is when they were young.
She was at school. I assume she hadn't just gone back.
Maybe. I waited for her to get up, but instead she just laid on the floor crying her eyes out. I ran over and found her leg already bruised and swollen.
Oh, no.
Instinctively, I put my palm over the swelling, and a moment later, my hand was filled with a strange heat. The prickling warmth slowly spread up the rest of my arm and through my whole body.
Did she have a stroke?
Maria stopped crying. And when we looked, the bruising swelling had gone.
No.
Yeah. That's weird, she said. And then, basically, we just got up because we were 9 years old and just forgot about it. We all just sort of carried on.
She didn't forget about it. She's writing it in a fucking magazine.
But the experience confirmed to me what I'd already instinctively known. As long as I could remember, I was meant to heal people.
Why? I get
She's
it.
She's so 9 years old.
She put hands on her and the heat was the badness coming out of the hand into the body. The leg, into
it's
the body.
Mental this.
Wow.
2 years on, I had a blazing row with my elder sister. What's she now, 11?
Yeah.
You'd beat her up soon. Afterwards, I was lying on my bed crying when the atmosphere in the room suddenly changed.
Oh, no.
Filling with a wonderful light. And then I heard a warm voice of an Irish...
Always very warm.
This is God's so honest truth. This is kind of links back to
Yeah.
Then I heard a warm voice from an Irish lilt saying, "You're okay, love. You're going to be okay."
Is it your fucking granddad again? Was it you as a three-year-old walking in the room? "You're okay, love. My granddad's here to sort you out again."
Listen to this. When I look up, I could see the outline of several figures standing in front of me. She's 11 years old.
Several figures.
She can see ghosts, right? Mm. The one of them in front of me, the main one, had a beard and soulful eyes. He said,
"Sorry, he says, and so flies."
So soulful eyes.
Oh, right.
He said, "After everything we've done today,
soulful eyes. I see the outline of you and six guys. You've got soulful eyes."
Go
Go on.
Soulful eyes and a bearded man said, "I'm Jim Bells, your guide." Oh, he's Irish. Can you say that?
No.
Go on.
I'm Jim Bells, your guide.
Your guide. He smiled. Strangely, I wasn't frightened. It was like I've known Jim all my life.
11 years.
Then Paula goes on to sort of say what she's done through her life, and nothing really kind of kicks off on her. Right, nothing really happens.
The rest of it's very run-of-the-mill stuff. She bought a Game Boy. Yeah. She passed a driving test. That's it.
That paragraph I've really just circled. I put boring.
Did you?
She said, "I was only in my 40s when I realised I had to heal myself first."
Love that.
Good bit of self-growth, you know, self-thought. Yeah. I went to counselling, did hypnotherapy for the issues in my child, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, all the terrible things that she's been through in her life that's probably led us to think that she can heal people with her hands. Let's skip over that.
Right, anyway, so basically what she started to do
written a big thing around it, her whole childhood trauma, and wrote boring at the top of it.
Boring.
Completely dismissed her whole life.
That bit really dragged off.
Heal someone again, see the ghost.
Listen to this. A few years on, after me boring therapy, word spread about my abilities.
Yes,
so much so that around 10 years ago, I was able to give up my day job and become a full-time healer. I normally work from my home in East Sussex, but I can also work remotely. So I have clients as
far... Why has it turned into like a CV?
No, it's
a cover letter. No. Please send in a CV and cover letter to Take a Break magazine. I can also work from home. I can work remotely. You know, I've got a clean driver's license. You know, 0 points on the license, and I'll bring a packed lunch.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? She says she
will do home visits. Like, why is it turning into that?
I have clients as far afield as California, but this is where it gets...
California in Derby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alongside Jim, I have a guide specific to each different thing I need to help healing. I have specialist spirits, 15 of them.
Wow.
Okay, right. Jesus. These include former hospital consultant who I called MS Magic. What could he help with?
MS Magic sounds like an old-fashioned jazz singer from the 50s.
Yeah. What could MS Magic's sort of healing powers be?
Pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
MS. And oh, Nigel. Yeah. And what do you mean?
Yeah, of course.
And then she's
yeah.
also got Nigel. Who the fuck is naming these? Nigel is a specialist of cancer. What?
What does it say? All you have to do is read the words out. A specialist of cancer.
Nigel, a doctor who was a specialist in cancer when he was on this plane. Oh, it's a typo. Planet.
No, they say words like plane.
When he was on this plane.
Because there's multiple planes, isn't there? So we're
You're
like
joking.
The astral plane.
I thought it was just a typo.
The earthly plane.
Right, so she's got Nigel. He helps him. Specialist in cancer.
Not love cancer.
No, he does love
cancer. He hates it.
He hates it. He loves defeating it.
Yeah.
He was a specialist in cancer when he was on this plane. What's that about plane? Yeah. How did you know that word? Did your ex-girlfriend ever use the word plane?
Not to my knowledge. I didn't know what it was, no.
Good lad.
Although, together I have 15 spirit surgeons, and they can all help me do little different bits and bobs.
God.
I truly love my job. It's taken a lifetime to harness my gifts, but now I feel I am born to do what I do now.
It's a lot of that, isn't it?
Talk to me. She...
Imagine, right, here's what I'll say to you. Imagine someone you know and love comes to you, says, "The worst has happened. I've been diagnosed with cancer."
Right.
Oh, it's chemo, you know, tablets and that, surgery potentially. No, I'm just going to Jean. Paula's just going to put her hands on me and that'll fix it.
Yeah, well, I'd say give it a go. How much does she charge? That's not in the.
I'm surprised at that point when she was saying that she will do home visits.
She didn't link to her website.
£400 per hour.
I thought it'd be a QR code or something, but nothing. Well, let's just say this. So she's 11 years old and Jim comes down, Jim Bells. He's Irish. That
Jim
get...
Bells, which, by the way, is definitely a portmanteau of Jim Beam and Bell's Whiskey.
Yeah.
It's an alcoholic spirit that came... An alcoholic man with an Irish accent shouted up the stairs. Probably her dad.
She was pissed at 11. And Jim Bells rocked up.
Yeah. Jim Bells Daniels.
Your take from that story, Ethan?
Yeah, a load of bollocks.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there we go, Paula heals people. Well, special lady.
Isn't it weird though that she's got all these like trusted professions to look like to help her out?
Yeah.
And yet she's making people not go to those professions.
It's mad, isn't
it? So it's like, why visit a surgeon when you can visit a ghost of a surgeon who can't use his tools anymore, and you've just got a woman who's taking advice from him? If it was an actual surgeon, he'd be saying, "What you need to do, cut them open, take out the problem, take out the appendix, sew them back up." And what does she say? "Well, the surgeon told me that he would have cut you open, but I'm just going to say, that's enough.
That's enough."
Do you know what I mean? That doesn't really make sense, does it?
I don't think I'd ever go see you.
I think you should do.
I'll have more about we'll have more about my hair loss next week.
Talk about your hair loss for this week.
I need to save that for episode 2.
Why?
I need to. I want to set us all a task. Don't go in on my hair that early.
You said, before we started shooting, you said, we'll talk about my hair on the podcast.
Ethan, did I say that?
Yes.
And that's the end of that.
Basically,
he's a man of very few words as the podcast has gone.
Yeah, and bollocks.
He's hit his syllable count for the day, I think.
Right, so what I want to do is I want to set us all a little bit of a task going into episode 2. I want to do Joe's Den. Right, it's like Dragon's Den, but Joe's Den. And what we all need to come up with individually is ways of us to get this podcast out there, but a bit unique.
Okay, can I ask you something? Yeah. Is this not a meeting we should have off air?
No, this is something I want to do because I want us all to pitch to each other our unique ideas.
The biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah, it's a big ask, but if we all come up with a nice idea and we'll pitch them and then one of us will be successful
and we have to do
we'll do it. We'll do it. So, thinking caps on, Ethan, yeah?
Yep.
How to make this podcast a big success. Joe's Den, next week on the pod.
Mm. We have an extra feature starting next week called Agony Bants. It's like an Agony Ants column.
Yeah.
Do you know people send in and they need their advice? My girlfriend's left me. I think I might be, you know, a witch. Whatever it may be, send that in to us. Whether that's on text, on email, send a video in, send a voice note in. Ideally, a video to sloppyjoespod@gmail.com. Send that in and we will feature it on the show and we will help you out. Because we are wizened men who have seen the world, you know. What
I was saying in my head then, because like, do you know, like Justin Bieber as the Biebers,
we'd have the Beliebers,
we'd have the Sloppies,
the Sloppers.
Come and be a Slopper. Is that all right? Can we say that?
I don't know
if you want to be a Slopper, right? Get involved. The first 100 people that follow us on Instagram and follow us on Twitter will be a slopper till they die.
Slop daddy.
Till they die.
Slop daddy. Slop mummy.
Daddy. So come and be a slopper. Get involved in everything we do. So we're also going to launch a Patreon in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And what's going to be on that Patreon is, you know, lots of good stuff. But
extra podcasts.
Extra podcasts, extra fun bits, live show announcements. But also, why we kind of started this podcast is I shit myself a lot.
Why do you do that?
IBS. And we started off by making the shit themselves stories public. But here's the thing. I've got jobs where I just don't.
Right, so here's what's happened, right? Joe McGrath now works for the BBC in some capacity. And he said to me he can't have his producers knowing how much he shits himself, which is disgraceful. So what we're doing instead is only our biggest fans who subscribe to the Patreon will be able to hear Joe's shit themselves story. I've heard a few already. They are mental.
Yeah.
One time it was on a passport. One time it was in a bin. One time it was in a toilet and he was in a pub in the toilet, but he still shit his pants instead because he couldn't be arsed using the toilet. It is despicable. So when we get that Patreon sorted, you'll be able to hear all those stories there, one every week.
Yeah, indeed. So
you need to start shitting yourself more.
Well, trust me. I had an incident the other day.
Did you?
Going up to the roundabout on the way to the BBC.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had to wipe myself
with Subway napkins.
Okay,
more that's all over the Patreon. But let's do us a favour, if you won't mind, join this little community, become the slobbers, and me and Ethan and Joe are going to be here. I love how I brought Ethan in before you. Me, Joe and Ethan are going to be here every week on a Tuesday to bring you whatever we get up to during the week, all the biggest news stories, and have a bit of fun with like the 9 out of 10 club and Joe versus Joe, the magazine show, etc. But I think it's been a really good episode.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
I've loved it. Ethan, do you want to give a little review of the episode as a producer?
Obviously it's multi-skilled, so like producing and like talking, so that's a new thing to learn, so that's been fun. I can't wait for episode 2.
Wow.
And you're on Cameo, aren't you, Ethan?
Cameo?
Yeah.
Oh, right, where they pay you to like happy birthday and all that stuff. Yeah.
Can you do one for me now?
Joe McGrath.
Yeah.
We're celebrating the fact that he's booked his flights to Turkey.
I like football. Such a dick. I like football. Go.
Hello there, Drew. Your friends have been in touch. I heard you're off to Turkey. That's fantastic. Not a great meet, though, the turkey, but not my cup of tea. But, you know, great country. And, yeah, I hope you can go there and watch a bit of football, maybe Besiktas or Galatasaray, and have a terrific time.
Thank you. Wow, that was not worth, a great it. That was worth the 35 quid, that, wasn't it?
135.
100?
Yeah, thank you very much for watching the podcast. We're back every single week. Again, send in your predicaments. Anything you need advice on. Has your girlfriend left you? Has your boyfriend left you? Has your mum and dad left you? Maybe don't do that, actually. That's probably too serious.
Do us a favour as well. SloppyJoesPod@gmail.com.
Tell a mate
us two have started. You might have seen us in different stuff before, but we've come together to start the Sloppy Joes, and it's good laughs. Get involved. And yeah. We'll see you next week, shall we? Bye, everyone.